Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Show your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. Is everything lost? It goes on 1 pound. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the hope we have each and every day here on the show. If you're looking at ways to boost your exercise level, here are some helpful tips. Of course, we all get excited when we watch athletes perform at their high levels of competition. That's one of the reasons we love sports, to be able to see people do the things that maybe we can't do. So the first step is always, experts recommend, if you want to get started in some kind of athletic program, want to play some new sports, or maybe get inside of an exercise routine, go to your doctor first, make sure that everything's checking out okay, okay? Because remember, you can't go from the couch to, you know, running a 5K, right? There's a process that goes to that. So if your muscles have atrophied, you know, use it or lose it, there's certain things that can happen. Injuries can happen. A lot of people just think they can go out and play football and haven't played in 10 years. So you can't really do that. Go out and cut, you're going to tear a knee or something, an ankle or something like that. So you got to be really, really careful. Get cleared by your doctor. Make sure that you're fit and can do well, and then get out and make it happen. So one of the big keys for that is really to get and get that physician to check you out. Now, maybe get a personal trainer to work with you. Start exercising. Get into a group class or something to get your body moving and get used to what you haven't done in a long time. I'm a big fan of group exercise. The reason is because so many people, when it comes to exercise, they struggle. And again, you're going to be more successful. I believe it's almost 90% of people that are in a group setting or at least have a partner when it comes to exercise are successful. So it raises your rate tremendously to keep your goals where they need to be and head in the right direction. So that's one thing, first and foremost, that you want to shoot for. The other thing, too, is develop a good plan. You want to encourage a full body workout of some sort. So you want to build up your core, which are your abdominals, your lower back, and create the strength in the middle of the section. When your core is strong, the body becomes strong. And, of course, you want to build good cardiovascular health to affect your heart and have good blood flow. There's a lot of different ways. So getting someone that's an expert, whether it's a personal trainer, lifestyle coach, someone that can help you along in that process will make a big difference toward reaching your goals. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. So many people are struggling today with their health and really don't know where to turn. I'm going to encourage you, go to our website. Our team members are always standing by to help you find maybe a lifestyle provider in your area, or our new InShape program helps you lose weight, feel better, have more energy. You can check that out at the website. Look for InShape, and that's, of course, what we all want to do. When I was younger, my dad used to say, it's time to get in shape for a footballer. You know, the coaches would say, it's time to get in shape for the season. Now we're in America, and we see a rate of 65% of Americans being overweight. It's time to get in shape, America. It is. We have to. We have to make a change with where we're headed. We can't stay in the same place doing the same things over and over and over again. We have to create some radical new changes so we can have some radical results with our health, with our life, and get in direction that we can thrive again. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be hard, but it needs to be consistent so we can teach that not only for ourselves to make ourselves better, but for our kids and the next generation so that it doesn't continue. Because really, the challenge we have with obesity in America right now is a crisis. It's not just something that's to kind of sweep under the rug. It's one of the major reasons that we're seeing the health challenges that we're seeing today and the statistics. It's amazing. So if we can begin to create new modifications, new lifestyle choices, and really get ourselves to restructure the way we think, we can make a massive impact in the way we live our lives. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Joyce, you're with us on the phones. How can I help?
I had a CAT scan done, and they found a ascending aorta, mild aneurysmal, to 3.9 centimeters, and there's a mild prominence of the left vertical and left atrium with coronary calcifications. So they're going to send me for echocardiography, but I wanted to see about this.
When you have a potential for an aneurysm like that, and you're dealing with the aorta, there's some serious concern. That's why they're doing further testing and they're looking at every angle. So in this case, you want to follow their protocols 100%. That's just my opinion, okay? And because in this case, that can turn into a real serious condition. The other thing to think about, which is, I'm assuming why you're calling, is what can you do, right? Because we all want to be proactive. We don't want to just lay there and do nothing. And what brought you into this place? I'd have to have cameras and watch you for the last 10 years. Remember, health deteriorates in roughly 10-year increments. So we all think that our health gets really, really bad overnight. It doesn't, or in 6 months. It typically does not. It takes time to build. And a matter of fact, 80% of the body breaks down before we ever get our first symptom. So the body's breaking down for years before we ever get a symptom and are dealing with anything. So one of the keys that you want to look at more than anything is you want to have a total peace about creating new lifestyle choices for yourself. I mean, regardless of what's caused this, what can you do now? Well, we know that a heart healthy diet is something that you would definitely want to focus on, building up with the right kind of protein sources, lean quality protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. Getting a good balance in the foods that you eat will make a big difference in your overall health. So I would encourage you with that, getting, of course, the Mediterranean diet. We've done research on that for years and years, and we know that those healthy fats really can come in and make an impact. And so if you get the right kind of foods coming in, of course, you're going to get the right kind of results. And that's what you want to shoot for. So I would do that. And, of course, your exercise, depending on, of course, again, they need to figure out, they being your medical team, need to figure out exactly where things are with your health and what the outcome is and what your liabilities are. So they got to be really careful in what they let you do. So again, on exercise, you want to follow their guidance and their guidelines. But from an eating perspective, whether you get a nutritionist or a lifestyle coach or someone that can walk with you in this process, those are changes that you can make. And I'm sure your cardiologist that's working with you is going to tell you the same thing. I mean, they're going to encourage that. So building up the right kind of foods to get the body working the way it needs to. Remember, even though our body kind of works in long increments, the cells are turning over in our body every 90 to 120 days. So each day old cells are dying off, new cells are forming. We're getting a brand new body all the time. So it's pretty amazing on how you can make a radical impact in your health just by modifying some of your lifestyle choices. So a lot of times, forget about the past, it doesn't matter, focus on today, that's what you can do. And your best days definitely can still be ahead. So get with the medical team, get with someone to work on your diet, nutrition, and lifestyle, and that'll be a great start. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Coming up, we're going to jump in and grab some more calls, also some social media with some emails. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you have questions about your health, give us a call or go to the website and go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. We're here for you each and every day, taking you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Because you do. You need to be in a good spot. You need to be in a place where you can thrive and not just barely make it. You need to be in a place where you can really be the best version of you. And that's what we want to help you do. So if you haven't got a free copy of my book, go to myfreehealthbook.com. We give you a copy so you can have it. And it can really help transform your life, which it does. We've got so many testimonials and stories of people that it has. It's good information. And it's kind of your textbook for natural health and ways to live a better lifestyle. And so things you can pick up and do in your kitchen like the minute you read it, which is why it's so cool. I wrote it that way, so it's applicable, and you can jump in and get started ASAP. All right, let's jump on the phones and get over to Anna. Hi, Anna. Welcome.
I'm allergic to everything. Food, chemicals, animal, dust, everything. Medicines. I have back problems, so I can't exercise. I have breathing problems, so I can't walk well. And I'm disabled and on disability.
Now, let me stop you right there. So, allergic to everything, right? So you got to define everything. Being allergic to everything may not really be everything, okay? So being allergic, I get it. Being allergic is, a lot of times, remember, when you're allergic seemingly to everything, the gut has got an issue all on its own. There's a massive issue in the gut that needs to be looked at. And there's an issue, really, more than anything, with inflammation. Because the gut itself, if there's all kinds of yeast and fungal issues, or if there's just an imbalance of the acidity versus the alkalinity, you can start having issues where there's excessive amount of histamine being developed by the foods you eat. And maybe they're healthy foods and maybe they're not, but the foods you're putting in your body, a lot of times, are producing excessive histamine, and that's what causes the allergy type symptoms like the congestion, the runny nose, and the itchy eyes and all that. That's what creates that, is that whole situation. So you want to really look at a good, kind of in a good spot or a good space for why that happens. And it really comes down to your habits more than anything. And the good thing about that is habits may be tough to change in some ways, but also not hard to change in other ways. So that's kind of a good way to look at it and figure out that you can change and you can get better. And you don't have to be stuck. You really can make a difference with where you are. It's about making the right choices and doing kind of the right thing. So I want to encourage you that you can do that. You just have to come up with a good, solid game plan to be able to pull that off. And we'll help you with that. That's what we're going to talk about. So when being allergic to that, first thing you want to do, always get with somebody and get started on a good eating plan that eliminates the foods that create inflammation. Now, like I said, the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Impact, is, you can simply get that at myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com. Get the anti-inflammatory diet there. It's in the book, but the hardback book is going to give you so much more, and it'll be a guideline to be able to help you really dig in and be able to create change for yourself. So I always recommend that you get coached and have a good provider with you that can work with you, that understands lifestyle-based care and medicine. So you need that. And our coaching team is amazing. So if you need help, our coaches are always available. And then we got providers around the country that can help you too. So it's kind of like whatever you want to do, we'll be there to help you along the way. That's where you want to start, though. That's the key. So the key is to really be able to thrive
it's about your habits. So you got to get your habits right first, okay? Now, I get the whole disability thing. I get it. It's real. And I've got so much respect for people that get into that because it's a challenge. But just remember that even though there may be some physical limitations for you, that you don't let your mind get wrapped up in the disability mindset. And what I mean by that is that you're always able, okay? You have ability. Maybe it's not what it used to be. Maybe it's not in the capacity. But you are able. And you're able to be the best version of you today. And so think of yourself what you're able to do. Think about your ability. What ability? I had a great pastor friend of mine that said that it's in life, if you look at it a certain way, it's all about perspective, right? So he said in life, it's on how you look at it. It's about perspective. And he said it's not about what you've lost, because I think we get into a place so many times where we sit around and we think about, well, what we've lost in every area of life, right? But it's not about what you've lost. If you focus on what you have left, maximize what you have left, and then that's the real game plan. Okay, that becomes your new normal. That becomes your new plan for today. Because you've already lived life. You've lived life in certain seasons of life. Okay, great. What's this season look like? You've got a certain amount of what you have left. So maybe you have to do disability as technicality for finances or whatever. But don't let your mind wrap yourself up in that you are and know that you are able. And you're able to be able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ever ask, think, or do if you'll put your mind to it. You know, one of the great things my dad taught me when I was a kid is there's a phrase he would always use, and I still have it today. I can still hear him saying it, and I've lived it out. And people say, how do you accomplish so much? How do you do so much? How have you done so much? And why is it almost that no, you don't even hear the word no, and I really don't. Like, it serves me well, and sometimes it doesn't serve me well. Like, I need to listen probably a little bit more, but I really don't hear the word no. Not when my mind's set on something. And it's because I really believe from a very, very early age, my dad said, you can do anything you put your mind to. Not that you put your body to, not that you put your hands to or your feet to, but anything you put your mind to, you can do it. Your mind, the power of your mind. It's powerful. So I want to encourage you. Yes, there's a strategy for getting out of these allergies. It's an eating strategy of elimination. And there's a whole plan about that in my book, okay, myfreehealthbook.com. But just know that you're able. Know that you're not bound by limitations and you're not bound by your past. That you have a brand new future. And you decide that of what that's going to look like. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Testifying at a Senate hearing on Tuesday, the former head of the Capitol Police said his department had prepared for a protest on January 6th and ended up facing a coordinated assault. Stephen Sund told the panel that he did not receive any intelligence that indicated the level of violence seen was possible.
As recent as Tuesday, January 5th, during a meeting I hosted with my executive team, the Capitol Police Board, and a dozen of the top law enforcement and military officials from D.C., no entity, including the FBI, provided any new intelligence regarding January 6th. It should be also noted that the Secretary of Homeland Security did not issue an elevated or imminent alert in reference to the events at the United States Capitol on January 6th. We properly planned for a mass demonstration with possible violence. What we got was a military-style coordinated assault on my officers and a violent takeover of the Capitol building.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the United States, with cases down 40% over the last 14 days, and hospitalizations at their lowest level since November. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't mean we can get complacent. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that we have to continue both mitigation efforts and vaccination programs to continue those downward trends.
So what we've got to do, and I've said it so many times, I'll say it again today, Allison, we've got to, as quickly and as efficiently as possible, get as many people vaccinated as we can at the same time that we continue with our public health measures. Because when people look at that curve every day in the newspaper, it's very steeply going down, which is terrific news. The infections per day are going down. We can't pull back on that and get complacent, because if we do, we could see a surge. So it's within our own hands and our own power.
And a stimulus package is working its way through the California legislature. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Triple eight two eight three seven two seven two. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Go to the website, go to AsaRx.com. I'm Asa, your host, here with you each and every day. You can check us out. All the social media is at AsaRxTV. AsaRxTV. You can easily find us there and jump on board with everything we're doing. Instagram's where I'm the most active, but we do Facebook and Twitter, and I hang out on some of those platforms too. Spotify is really good for us. You jump in and check out our Spotify. We release new albums, as we call them, once a quarter. So check out Spotify and you'll be able to see that and jump on board with all that we're doing. We are here to help you live your potential and become the best version of you. That's what this whole thing's about. Health is just a vehicle. Like, I can sit here and help you with your health all day long and come up with ideas. I get all that. But ultimately, it's for you to live better. I mean, that's what the show's about. It's not about, should I take fish oil or a multivitamin? Although all those things are important, and I'll tell you all the strategies to have a great, healthy body, I care more about what you decide to do. I care more about your will to and your want tos. I care more about the choices that you make every single day and how that impacts your overall health and your overall life. That's what I want to see. That's what we care about here more than anything. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. All right, let's jump in and talk to Terry. Hi, Terry.
Well, I'm doing a blood type diet where you eat according to your blood type, and it says under every blood type that coconut's not good for us under any blood type. And so, and I also looked it up on my phone, is, you know, like coconut or coconut oil good for us? And one study says it is, and then the other study that says it isn't is something about saturated fat, and the strand of saturated fat's not good for our heart. And so I just want to know the truth to see if the diet that I'm on is correct, and then also the other study that said it's not good. I just want the truth to know if anyone knows if it's beneficial for us or not. It's kind of conflicting information. So anyway, that's all my question is, if coconut oil, coconut puree is good for us because of the diet, the blood type diet that I'm on.
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you this, a great question. The blood type diet is, I mean, Dr. Diamond, he did research on that, and there's been research done on it even before him, which he did a good job with it, really did. And there's some benefits to some of that, but I'll tell you this. Coconut oil, from everything, there's a lot of conflicting information, you're right. And I think you got to look at where the sources are of that conflicting information, like who's benefiting from that conflict, you know, or who's trying to tear it down. There's a big game going on. It's all about it's a game of different people doing research and who believes who and who has the better research. But if you look at the mechanics of coconut oil and coconut, I mean, it's the benefits are so high across the board in every way that it's a no-brainer. So I would encourage you. I mean, I do coconut oil. I'm a huge fan of it. It's in my book. I teach it. I eat it. I use it. I cook with it. And it's a major part of my diet. And I think the coconut oil, because it's a medium, what we call a medium chain triglyceride, MCT. So it's a fat, but it burns in the body like a carbohydrate. So it's really unique in how it works. But it's great for getting your calories up if you're trying to keep calories up while you're going like a low carb or something like that. It really helps. But coconut oil is antifungal too, and it's got anti-yeast. So if you've got all that kind of stuff going on in the gut, coconut oil is essential because it comes in and really helps to break a lot of that down and make a difference in that way. So those are the things you got to look at and kind of understand that coconuts are really good for you. I think they're just more than anything a superfood. I think there's so many benefits to them. They also really help with thyroid function. They help regulate thyroid function and how well it does. I mean, all of that plays a role. So you really have to look at, yeah, they can say, well, it's a saturated fat and it's going to make you have a heart attack. No, it's not. Okay? We need saturated fats to make our omega-3 fats, the monounsaturated fats. We need the saturated fat to even make the other work. Like if you just have all non-saturated fats, you've got to have saturated fats for everything to work right. So you have to have them. So I'm a big fan. I think it's beneficial, and I think it works really well to help restore the body in a lot of ways. Okay, I hope that helps. And again, I talk a lot about that in my book. And you can pick up a hard copy of my book. Just go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. You can find it there. And I think it would be an encouragement to you. It's free. We send it to you. You just got to cover the shipping. Okay? So do that. And I think that'll be a good place for you to start because it really does. The coconut oil, I think, is extremely beneficial. 20 addictive foods. We're going to go through those. You think you're hooked? You think you're addicted to food? Most people don't. And then you take the food away from them for a week and watch them freak out. Right? So if you have an issue, there's foods that kind of fit in these categories. The different categories for food addictions go like this. So there's chocolate and there's French fries, and these are both high in fat and refined carbohydrate and sugar. Then there's cheese and bacon, which is high in fat but not refined carbohydrates and sugar. Pretzels and soda, high in refined, everything that's on an airplane, right? So high in refined carbohydrates and sugar, but not fat. Broccoli and chicken, low in fat, low in refined carbohydrates and sugar. So in general, the researchers found that this is what they used in the study, by the way. They used these categories. So how many of you think the chicken and broccoli people were all excited? They were not excited, I can promise you. So in general, the researchers found the processed foods high in fat and having high glycemic load were the most frequently associated with the addictive eating behaviors. And the glycemic load measures how quickly a standard serving of a particular food will spike your blood sugar. There was an interesting exception, they said. And the researchers found that men had more of a problem with some of the processed foods, like steaks, the nuts, the cheeses, than the women did. They actually had more of an issue with that. And here's the list. We're going to go down the list of the foods that they used in this study. But it was pizza, chocolate, chips, cookies, ice cream, french fries, cheeseburger, soda, cake, cheese, bacon, fried chicken, rolls, popcorn, buttered, of course, breakfast cereal, gummy candy, steak, muffins, nuts, and eggs. Okay? And they said, although some of the foods in the list were unprocessed, the researchers observed that the processing tends to result in higher concentration of addictive substances in the food with an addition of fat, carbs, and sugar. So in other words, the dose of fat and sugar you get in a cake or pizza is much higher than you would find in nature. For sure. No doubt about it. So these are some of the most addictive foods they have, and I'll have this list on the website. If you want to go to asarx.com and go into our blog section, and you'll be able to see that. We got all these health articles there that we put out every week, and you can go there and find it, and then, of course, get everything you need. Find whatever you need. That's where all the articles, and that's where everything is that can really help you along the way. So I want to encourage you to go check that out. Okay, big deal when it comes to food addiction, and we're seeing it more and more than ever. Food addictions are a big deal. Food addictions play a big role. Food addictions are really the biggest challenge, I think, because we talk about drugs and alcohol and cigarettes, but I think food's the greatest addiction, because once everybody gets off the other ones, what do they turn to? they turn to food. Nobody turns to, like, fitness for the most part to get all amped up and be addicted, right? I mean, I'm probably addicted to fitness. I work out 6 days a week, sometimes two and three times a day. Is that an addiction? I don't know. I just feel good. And I got to teach you guys this stuff, so I have to be the ultimate. I have to be the guy doing all that, right? So that's a big key. But I would encourage you, though, look at what's an addiction, what's not, and really start working on your habits, because your habits are going to make the biggest difference overall. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's get over to Virginia. Hi, Virginia. Virginia, are you with us?
I have a problem with bloating and gas. Can you tell me something natural that I can do for that situation? I don't know what's causing the gas and the bloating.
It's a great question. It really is, because bloating is something that I think so many people struggle with. And it sounds so simple. You're like, well, I just feel so bloated. A lot of people are bloated. Like, bloating is like, it should be considered a health challenge. It really is. So what happens is the gut, the bacteria in the gut gets out of balance. And so you can build up things like yeast or fungal issues or heavy metals. You can build up those kind of things. Heavy metals a lot of times not so much, but the yeast and fungal issues for sure. And then if the bacteria gets out of balance, that's where everything really starts to kick in. So probiotics, at least 30 billion, maybe 40 billion in per capsule. Digestive enzymes are really good. Hydrochloric acid, which you can help stimulate with apple cider vinegar, because sometimes the bloating is your body not being able to break down proteins very well. And the apple cider vinegar is a great way to do that. So I just want to encourage you, if you have to get your diet right. So get a copy of my book, MyFreeHealthBook.com. It's free. Go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. And the anti-inflammatory diet is in there, and it will be a real blessing to you. Okay? Keep me posted how it goes. This is Asa RX.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
AAA 283-7272. That's AAA 283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. We're here for you each and every day to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be, to live your potential and help you become the best version of you. All right, most teens' physical activity now is happening at school, and that's about it. About half of the young teens' daily physical activity occurs at school, but it accounts for just a fraction of their time there. So we knew that schools were a major source of physical activity for kids, but we were surprised that kids spent only 4.8% of their time at school physically active. The lowest of all locations, said study lead author Jordan Carlson, director of community engaged health research at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. Besides helping to prevent obesity and chronic disease, physical activity has benefits for bone health, brain development, academic achievement, on-task behavior, and mental health, they said. So kids have a natural instinct to move around. They just do. And schools can support it by providing more opportunities for students to be active, like incorporating physical activity in the classroom is one way of doing that. Study also found that walking to school added an extra 15 to 20 minutes of overall physical activity to children's days. Yet the proportion of kids who walk to school has dropped from 40% a few decades ago to 15% now. So building schools closer to students' homes, improving pedestrian safety, and utilizing drop-off zones when the distance to school is too far, they could have meaningful impacts on their overall physical activity and health, Carlson said. But the researchers now measured how much moderate to vigorous physical activity nearly 550 teens received daily by outfitting them with a GPS tracker and an accelerometer for an average of 7 days. The group of teens ranged from age from 12 to 16, and was a diverse in terms of gender. So they had a good variety of it. The teens spent about 42% of their waking time at school and a little more than a quarter of their time at home. They also spent about 13% of their time in their neighborhoods and 14% of their time elsewhere. So overall, the study found that they spent an average of 39 minutes a day engaged in moderate to vigorous physical activity, significantly less than the 60 minutes recommended for healthy development and obesity prevention. On school days, just over half this activity time occurred at school, the study found. And when average across the full week, including weekends, teens got about 42% of their total physical activity while they were in school, which I think is interesting. But they got about 10% of their total physical activity each week in the neighborhood or around their school, the study found. But despite the declining budgets, it's important that the schools not neglect the value of physical education. I completely agree. It's a big deal, and I don't think we tackle it enough and put enough importance on it, but it's a really, really big deal. And the most important implication coming out of the study was that as a society, including parents and educators, healthcare providers, and government officials, we need to do more to promote a healthy, active lifestyle among the at-risk adolescents. That's really the biggest deal. So studies are showing that kids learn better when they have time for physical activity. I totally agree. Like back in the day, I would never want to think that I'm getting to the point where I would ever say back in the day, because it feels like yesterday, right? But we were like so active. Now, I know we didn't have the devices. I mean, even the video games were pretty like compared to what's now, like it looked like a piece of popcorn bouncing around on the TV screen. Like it's awful. But we thought it was cool. And they started to get better, you know, but it wasn't enough to keep our attention. I think now everything is so awesome that everything's fighting for your attention. Everything. TV, you know, podcasts, the internet for sure. And things are so advanced. And I think kids get into what they get into. But the last thing a lot of kids want to do is just go out and play and run around. Like, that day has really changed a lot. Where, I mean, it was pulling teeth to get me to come in. Like literally my mother would be out in the neighborhood playing. She'd have to, like, I'd be like clawing not to go inside, even to eat dinner. I just wanted to stay out and play nonstop until it was dark and I was still wanting to play. So physically active is something I've always been. And I really enjoy it, and especially after sitting in school all day, that was like, I was like, let me, I got to go. So I just hope kids, we will find ways to help kids get more active and be more physically active, because childhood obesity is going up through the roof. And it really is like one out of three of our young people under the age of 11 has type 2 diabetes. Like, that's crazy. Think about that. One out of three, it's crazy, but it's the truth. And I think we need to do something about it. I think we need to deep dive in. We need to make something happen. Otherwise, our generation coming up underneath them is going to be in for a world of challenge. That's for sure. And I think it's sad because we have so much information, but it really comes down to behavior. It's like one more study comes out and we found this drug or we found this way to help with diabetes, but we're not addressing the behavior. Like, no one is addressing the behavior. Like, you think it's genetics? Or do you think it's the broken home that child comes from? Or do you think that it's the fact that their food sources are not that great? Or it's the fact that there's no one in the house to cook for them? They're eating out of boxes all the time with junk food because both parents are working. And I'm not faulting anybody for that. I'm just saying it is what it is. Like, diabetes is not happening because the genetics are being passed down. There are genetic involvement, but it's not. It's like 10%, 5% maybe. It's lifestyle habits. We know that. It's proven. So until we tackle that, until we want to take on behavior, nobody wants to take on behavior. This is what I do. This is what we do here, by the way. If you haven't figured that out yet, this is why we do what we do. Because I don't want to see people suffer. And I can tell you, after being almost 20 years of clinical practice, I can tell you that it's not just genetics. And it's not just, oh, oops, I've got high blood pressure. Like, you look at that person's life and behavior, that's why their body's breaking down. You want to figure that out? That's why their body's breaking down. So, that's the deal. I want to see our kids get better. I want them to have a better environment. I think we can do better as leaders and parents. We have to. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Mr. Fig, also Derek Allen, and John Garrison, our chief engineer. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you live your potential. This is Asa RX.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of Asa RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.